Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you can save a bundle. In fact, let's put a number on it. An average of $470 a year on your car insurance. That's right. That's based on the average national savings annually on survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that right, for data.
We got a great show for you today. A lot of NBA stuff to get into. Of course, it is the meat of the basketball season, the regular season. So we got a lot to dive into with some former champions who are running off at the mouth. And more Deshaun Watson news. So there's a lot to get into today. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And one of our, Rob, one of our colleagues that we both worked with on the weekends, Mark Willard. He now he's at KNBR up in the Bay Area, up around those former champions, the Golden State
It'll
Warriors. So we'll be able to talk to him.
Yes. Because yes. He's a Warriors homer. So I want to hear
absolutely.
His spin. You know that.
Warriors.
Am I right?
I believe he guaranteed me, I'm going to have to hit him on this, that Jimmy Garoppolo would win Super Bowl.
Oh, no. We bet that too.
That what it was?
Yeah. He bet me that too about that. He was so. Hyped about what the 49ers were doing and their general manager and all that. Yes,
he
went overboard.
All right, so we will get into that and more. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Yes, back for a second straight day. It's amazing. I think he's reaching a record or something like
that. CB, don't get used to this, okay?
Two straight days of work.
Don't get used to this.
And super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, our man Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, the story that is kind of taking, you know, the nation by storm, if you will, is this whole Steve Kerr situation with Kevin Durant. And for those that don't know, Steve Kerr went on a podcast recently and said that we do have sound. Here's the sound of what he said.
I enjoyed last season when we had the worst record in the league more than I enjoyed that last season and when we went to the finals, because we had young guys last year who were trying every day and working hard. We had a great energy, great spirit, great camaraderie, and losing sucked. But you want to look forward to going to the gym every day and seeing everybody. And that last year was tough. There was just a lot going on, some that you know about, some that you don't. And that was very difficult.
All right, so Drew, what's the guy's name? Drew, he's a reporter in the Bay Area.
His name
Drew
is Schiller. Mud now. Mud, it's called Mud.
Well, Drew Schiller, who is a Warriors podcaster.
He was a Warriors podcaster. I'm
for just what, being the real. NBC? NBC Network, Rob G? Because I don't, okay. Warriors podcaster for the NBC Network. Sounds legitimate. He tweeted out, Steve Kerr told Logan Murdoch, who was running the podcast, he enjoyed last season when the Warriors went 15-50, more than Kevin Durant's final season with the Warriors. Now, KD responded with a tweet, this is hilarious. And then Steve Kerr has a press conference last night and goes off. But we got to, he goes off on the reporter. We're going to get into that a little later. But I just think, Rob, you had an interesting take that not many people are talking about. You know, we'll get to Kerr's media war a little bit later. But you have an interesting take on what he said initially on the podcast that I thought was unique.
What on the podcast? What that?
What about KD? Like basically saying he enjoyed last season when they were terrible to the last season that KD was there.
Yeah, and I get why he never mentioned KD, you know, and it's kind of weird. I get where you could feel like that didn't come out of my mouth, but you were talking about that final season. But anyway, Molly point
we'll get
is
to that. Yeah.
Where's all the disrespect for KD and what Durant did for that franchise? I've had it. I think the Warriors are low class, Chris, and what they've done since he left, first of all, they can't be mad at him. They stole him from Oklahoma City. So, you know, it's like the guy who's married and messing around with a chick, and then, you know, he gets with her.
Get married, and then she...
Yeah, and then he's mad because she fooled around on him, right? How did you meet her?
Right.
How did you meet Kevin Durant? And then you're going to act like you're hurt that he walked out and he left when his contract was up. That's how you got with him. And let's be clear. The Warriors wouldn't have won those two championships without him. I'm convinced of that. He was that good of a player. He was the MVP. He won of the finals both years. He wasn't riding nobody's coattails. And the year before he got there, they choked down a 3-1 lead. How dare them continue to disrespect him? For what reason? He was a mercenary. He went to Oakland. He did what he was supposed to do. He helped you win two championships. He was the finals MVP. And don't act like you're not disrespecting him. You're totally disrespecting him. When they broke in that new Chase Center in San Francisco, Chris, they had the nerve to put up a video of former Warriors players. And they didn't have a picture or a video of KD. How? How the hell could you do that when the guy helped you win two championships? And ever since, the slight by the general manager at the parade, what was that? You signed the guy. If you didn't want him there and you didn't draft him, like Clay and Steph And Draymond, then you shouldn't have signed him. You could have signed the guy and then joke like, oh, well, he just showed up in the last minute. What is that, Chris? I'm so bothered by this. KD deserves better. He went there. Did Draymond get on the phone and ask him to come, Chris? Yes.
It, through tears.
I mean, come on. And even before he left, I think didn't Steph fly back trying to convince him not to leave? And then when he leaves, you guys treat him like that? That's wrong, man. I'm sorry. KD did nothing wrong but help them win two championships to solidify that organization, Chris. Five straight trips to the finals. They won three championships.
Three with him.
Right. Three straight with him. And he helped you win those two. What else? It's always disrespect. And I think this is where the Warriors have lost it for me. They are low class to do this to such a great player. When it's all said and done, KD will go down as one of the greatest players of all time who played in the NBA. And they've done nothing but disrespect this man.
I don't agree with that. I think there have been periods of disrespect. Bob Myers at the parade out unquestionably. Like you said, whether he thought it was just an innocent joke or what, it obviously didn't sit well with KD, and it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool. So I give you that. Obviously, Draymond had his issues with KD. They made up, I guess, but you know he disrespected him. Like you said, the chase video, definitely disrespectful. I mean, KD is one of your best players in franchise history, and like you said, he did play a critical role in those two championships. So he definitely should have been in your championship video. So I'll give you all that. But I don't think it's been roundabout disrespect. Steph Curry has not disrespected him at all. In fact, the fact that he flew back when it seemed clear for half the season that KD was out of there and Steph flew back from a vacation to try to see KD. I mean, that shows nothing but respect. I think Steve Kerr, even yesterday, I don't think he was disrespecting KD. I think he was simply, to be honest, I think if you look at it, if you look at it from a basketball perspective strictly, you're going to say, what in the heck is he talking about? You enjoy coaching the worst team in the NBA more than you enjoy coaching what was, let's face it, it was the best team in the NBA. I know they lost the finals, but two of their best players got hurt. It was still the best team in the NBA. And so just if you just look at that from a basketball standpoint, you think Kerr is crazy. If you look at it from a human standpoint, whether you're KD, Steve Kerr, anybody, I totally get where he's coming from. You know, it was like, I mean, first of all, KD and Draymond get into it. And now KD is feeling isolated after that. Reports that he was barely talking to anybody in the organization. You got the cloud of his free agency hovering over everybody. Is he leaving? You got, you know, the burden of going for a three-peat, which you know, Rob, that is taxing. You're going for a repeat, you're like, okay, let's do it again. We want to prove it wasn't a fluke or whatever. A three-peat is tough because you're playing 82 games that you know don't mean nothing. And it's all about what you're going to do in May and June. So all of that. And then the injuries to Klay and KD, like all of that conspired to make it a rough season. I get it. And last year, Steve Kerr is like, you know what? I knew I wasn't getting fired. We're losing, but I got job security. So now it's pure. I can just try to help these dudes get better. Who cares? We win, lose. It doesn't, you know, it is what it is. And you rarely get that opportunity in the NBA where you don't have to worry about the wins and the losses. So I get where Kerr's coming from. And I bet KD would, too, if he looks at it from that perspective. So I don't think he was disrespecting him. I think, you know, I don't agree with you. I don't think it's certainly not cut and dried that they wouldn't have won one or two of those championships without KD. But he was a huge player in that team. He was their best player. I agree. I think it should be love and respect there for him. And you're right. If they're mad that he left, we get it, right? I mean, he was a great player for you. You wanted to keep him. But like you said, you stole him from OKC. So you can't be too mad and too upset. And I think some of the players understand that, but the front office was upset about it. But, yeah, I don't think it's just all-out disrespect for KD. I think there have been a few instances, but I don't think Kerr was disrespecting him yesterday. I think Kerr didn't like the way something looked. And he didn't like the way KD responded, because now he's worried, like, oh, is this relationship, you know, wherever the state of it is already, is it going to be worse? So I think that was the situation.
All right. I just would love to hear from the listeners. 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. What do you think? Do you think Steve Kerr was disrespecting KD? And what's your take on this whole, you know, brouhaha now between Kerr and the media and Kerr and Kevin Durant? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Chris and Ray, you got something else?
Yeah, I was just going to say, and just the Warriors, why this keeps coming up? Why does this keep happening? Like, he's gone now, Chris. He's been gone for 2 years. Why is this?
Well, you know that. I mean, that's the situation. I don't think Kerr was looking to just talk about KD, but, you know, it's going to be a conversation.
But the guy did lead you to a championship, did try to play on a busted leg to try to come back when most people thought he was crazy to do it. That's what would make me feel, how in the world is last year better than one of the best players in the game putting his career on the line for you to try to win another championship? I'm sorry, Chris. Last year wasn't better than the year he tried to win another championship.
It's like you can have a really successful radio show, but maybe behind the scenes things are going badly. People aren't getting along and all that.
Like,
then you
like
have
a show you might know.
Then you have a local show, and you know it's not that popular, it's not that big, not national. But you love your coworker, and everything is good. You know, like, so I get it. I mean, these dudes are human beings. You know, we all looked at just the wins and the losses, but they got to go to work every day. They're like, you hear players say, "We're family." Well, if you got beef in your family, it could be rough. But what do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn with Chris and Rob Diakam.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. And Rob, this is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right. We got so worked up, I was trashing the Warriors. I forgot. So, yes,
who'd
your
you
chance
trash
to trash.
Today?
I trashed Vegas for finally taking so long to make the Nets the favorite.
Wow.
They had to wait for LeBron to get hurt. Really? Have you been watching the last 17 games with no KD?
Right. How dare you trash Vegas, though?
I know. You know I love
Lamar
going
Mitchell,
there.
You're not going anymore.
Yes, I am.
He's not answering your call.
I didn't say MGM.
It is the iCouple. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. 877-99 on Fox. Do you agree? You think the Warriors are hating on KD? And your general thoughts on this Steve Kerr controversy?
Let's kick it off with Kevin in California. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
What's up, guys?
What up, man?
Big fan of the show. Look,
Thank you.
I see where Rob is coming from. I just definitely feel like it's hating on KD. I mean, Steve should know better than anybody coming from where he came from on the last dance with the Bulls. When you're around those Hall of Fame players, you got to relish all the time you have together being around those type of players and coaching great players like Kevin Durant. Not
yes.
everybody can do that. So the fact that he bought him a championship, bought him two championships, and, you know, put it out there to play when a lot of guys probably wouldn't have played with free agency coming up. You got to appreciate that. And, you know, Phil, he coached Michael Jordan. You know, he coached Kobe, Shaq. You know, he always talks about those players he coached. And you think that Steve Kerr coming from that tree would understand the significance of coaching those type of players, what that would mean for his legacy. So I'm not with Steve on this one. He's got to smarten up on that.
All right.
You get a good call there. Hey, what about Marty in Kentucky? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what up, Marty?
Ass talking Tuesday.
That's right.
This is a conversation I'm excited to have. I'll give you a timeline here. First of all, I want to say Kevin Durant is the first ballot Hall of Famer. I love to watch him play. I love his game. He is fantastic. Now, I have worked with people in my life that were fantastic at their job, but nobody wanted to work with them. Now, here's a timeline. Durant, Westbrook, drama. Durant, Green, drama. Durant and his burner account, drama. Now, more Durant, drama. He may be a great ball player, but he might not be everybody's favorite teammate. Also, he called out a media member that is very credible and accused him of lying about some supposed DMs, and I trust that media member far more than Kevin Durant.
I was on KD's side.
I got
on
the
that.
DMs.
Yeah.
He's DM'd me since then. We've DM'd since then. So, you know,
So I don't think it's a coincidence that drama continues to follow him. I'm not pointing the finger at Golden State here, even though I love to watch Durant.
No way, Marty, can you buy into it that they put up a video of the greatest players who ever played for the Warriors and there's no Kevin Durant? Come on, man. That's disrespect. Come
on. That is. I'll give you that.
That's total disrespect. I'm sorry.
That is wrong. But I don't
think MVPs in the finals, Chris? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think Kerr was disrespecting him, though. I think Kerr was just talking about, you know, it was tough that last year, you know? And it was just
– It was tough because KD put his body on the line for an organization he was on his way.
But just before that, I mean, you know, that was –
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
But
that was a part of that
year. The whole thing was tough.
Yeah. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Steve Kerr, he's upset right now, you know, with the way that his comments were contextualized. But he has to understand that the biggest rabbit ears in the NBA belong to Kevin Durant. And so when he originally made the statements, he should have specifically qualified that comment, which is understandable because everyone knew that Kevin Durant was going to, not everyone knew, but there was indications that he was going to leave Golden State. They were trying to get that season finished to win the championship. So everybody knew things behind the scenes weren't honky-dory. So his statement about how, you know, the ship, that's fine. But knowing Kevin Durant, Steve Kerr, you have to have recognized that even the slightest hint of disrespect was going to reach his radar, and he was going to fire back. And so that's why I think, you know, Steve Kerr, you're angry at the journalist for extrapolating from your comments. Knowing Kevin Durant, you make it clear when you make the original comment that it has this has nothing to do with Kevin Durant. You make that disclaimer, and then you keep yourself out of harm's way.
But
so I think,
Look, I don't think he was calling out Durant, but a big part of the reason that it was so tough did have everything to do with Durant. You know, and it was Durant's right to be a free agent, but Durant being a free agent was an issue. That's what led to him and Draymond getting into it, remember? So,
of course, but
yeah, Durant was a big part of it. You know, there's no denying that.
I think there's a way, Andre's right on how you frame it and talking about it. I don't call Kevin Durant the Masot for nothing, the most sensitive of all time, because that's who he is, and that's how it's fine. Everybody's different. Everybody takes this. Some people, you could talk about them forever, and they never respond, and it doesn't bother them. Other people feel compelled to have to respond if their name is mentioned at all in any way, and that's Kevin Durant.
That's Durant.
So,
he is.
Yeah, that's
now,
who he
the
is.
The only way, though, Rob, the only way he could have avoided – if he was talking about that last year there with Durant, the only way he could have avoided, like, getting Durant involved was just to not talk about it. Like, there's no way you could have talked about the last year in Golden State without Durant. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was your best player.
So you probably should have left it alone.
But I'm glad he was honest. That's what we want. We want dudes to be honest. Now, we'll see if he's honest and forthright going forward. That's the question, you know, but he was there, and it obviously gave us a lot of fodder. All right, we got Mark Willard, KNBR radio host, up in the Bay Area.
I
so
can't
perfect
wait for
guy
this
to
take.
Talk to. Yes, you know where he's going to be. You know he's going to be on the Warrior side. But we'll
I know
see.
He is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. All right, we are excited. Both Rob and I worked with our man, Mark Willard, KNBR radio host up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and a perfect guy to talk to today. I mean, we know he's going to defend the Warriors.
We already know
that.
And
if we get
right.
to the Niners and Jimmy Garoppolo, he's going to throw flowers at them, too. That's just what he does. But we're glad to have him on. He's our buddy. What's up, Mark Willard?
What's up, Mark Willard?
My gentleman. These these Warriors don't need any defending because what on earth would I even defend them for? What happened? Nothing. What's wrong?
Oh, everything is hunky-dory.
Let us get right to it. What? Okay. How do you feel? I mean, did you think Steve Kerr was justified in calling out, was it Drew Shillard, I think is his name?
Drew Shillard.
The podcaster, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a little crazy backgrounder, too. Drew Shillard has been, he's a really, really good high school athlete here in the Bay Area years ago, and my dad, who used to be a high school teacher, Drew was a student of his. So I've known Drew for a long, long time, or at least known of Drew for a long, long time. And he and I were texting about this last night. And look,
before he made his apology?
No, it was right about when he made his apology.
Okay.
And I just wanted to text him and be like, look, man, I think we've all sent dumb things on Twitter before. This will blow over. Rob, you wouldn't know anything about tweeting anything dumb, would you?
No, like, not me. Not at all.
Okay.
You know me. Good. My hands are clean.
I just wanted to check and make sure. But, no, look, I think, does it end up getting overblown in both directions? Sure. You know, like Drew tweeted something that was without malice. Like this was not, it wasn't even a misquote. It was just sort of, it was presented in a way that picked a scab. And that's why I think Steve got upset, because we know Kevin Durant is really, really sensitive, and he did respond to this tweet with a tweet of his own. And so what happens, I think, in the Warriors organization, the people who were there for the run a few years ago are very sensitive with regard to the idea that there was some sort of drama or hate between them and Kevin. Draymond is kind of a little bit of a separate subject, but the idea that Kevin left on bad terms with a Steph Curry, with a Steve Kerr, with a Klay Thompson, they're very, very sensitive to that, because they're like, no, we support Kevin, and we just remember those times for what they were. So the fact that it was presented as Steve Kerr says, last year was more fun than Kevin's last year. If Drew had just said, Steve Kerr says last year was a little bit more fun than that year 2 years ago, I don't think this goes anywhere. But he said it the way he said it, and, you know, on social media, words matter.
I tell you what, though, Mark, Durant still may have reacted, and then it would have become what it became. Because, I get it. What I compare it to this. Drew making a headline, a sensationalized headline, right?
Yep.
But the essence of what he said was not wrong. You know, it was Kevin Durant's last season.
No doubt.
The essence of what he said wasn't wrong, but it was sensationalized. I agree with that.
Right, and the insinuation is that whatever took place there was Kevin's fault. Like think about it. If you're like, Steve Kerr said last year was more fun than Durant's last year, and then to say, boy, you know, that Durant was a handful. As we know, Draymond's a handful. Maybe Steve Kerr all year, man, Draymond's wearing me out. And the organization, I mean, you guys can piece this apart. Like, do you think that the organization probably had some issues at times with Draymond saying what he said to Kevin? Because it
didn't help
Kevin want to say.
Well, remember, they suspended him,
right?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I think that it's just a sore subject. And so that's what ends up with what we've got, which is everybody overreacting to everything, because it wasn't a misquote. It wasn't that salacious or even, you know, over the top of a quote. But everybody sort of presented it in a manner that I think picked some scabs. That's all.
Yeah, and the scabs are because of the way the Warriors have treated him. Like Mark, let's just be fair. I mean, the comment by the general manager, you know, like the flippant, at the parade, like that was disrespectful. Then, you know, after all, you guys recruited him to come, and he came, and he helped you win a championship. He wasn't drafted. He wasn't a part of the original group that you guys drafted. But still, he should be, you know, welcomed in as a member of the team, a guy who won two MVPs in the finals. And then when they opened up Chase Center, they did a video of all the great players for the Warriors, and somehow Kevin Durant's video or picture wasn't in it. I mean, those are disrespectful things that I think's not right. When a guy, you know, came there, did what he's supposed to do, played very well for the Warriors, why not acknowledge him and just move on? I think the Warriors have some fault in this.
Well, I think it's always been a tricky thing to understand, you know, Kevin's sensitivities. Where do you sort of package him in the middle of all this? There's nobody in the Bay, nobody with the Warriors, nobody, I think, who's thinking clearly anywhere who thinks that the Warriors just cruise to two championships without him. And so he's adored for that. But by the same token, the thought is that he was upset here or never felt accepted to a level of Stephen Clay. And you guys know this. When you're a homegrown player, you're viewed by your fan base differently. That's just more special.
Absolutely.
That is just a special thing. And so there's no way Kevin was ever, no matter what, he could have won five in a row. He's never going to be
Mark,
like
to not have him in the video about great Warriors, seriously? Like, that's not disrespectful to him?
I don't even, to be honest with you, what you're referring to didn't even make hay here. Like, I don't even know which video you're referring to. I know what they had packaged for him when he was returning.
No, they had a video.
The fans weren't here.
There was a story about it. It was a video that they ran when they opened up the Chase Center, and he wasn't in it. That's all.
Well,
I just think that's disrespectful.
I mean, I'm not going to deny that, so maybe it is. You know what I mean? But, like, is that what takes us here? And that's why, like, if we want to get back to what Steve was saying yesterday, like, even if I go ahead and grant you everything you're saying, Rob, what's that got to do with Steve Kerr? Do you know what I mean? Like, Steve Kerr and Steph Curry, certain members of this organization, have a big scab over this idea that they've been grouped in a group of people that sort of feels some sort of tension between them and Kevin Durant. Those guys don't feel it. And so I think Steve felt like he got grouped in that yesterday, and that's why he was so angry.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think Kerr was being disrespectful of Durant. I think he was saying something that's fairly obvious. I mean, it was a lot of tension that season, a lot of it around Durant, just because he was a free agent, him and Draymond, but also just the pressure of going for a three-peat, then the injuries that came during the playoffs. So I see how what he meant, you know, by last year being more enjoyable. When you look at it from a human perspective, not just a basketball
losing is more enjoyable. I don't know.
I think he just meant that, you know, we could go
weird.
And there was no pressure. You know, he wasn't getting fired. That's what makes losing so bad for a lot of coaches. You worried about your job security. He didn't have to worry about that.
He
could just try to help these young guys develop for this season, which they thought they'd have Clay back and be pretty good. And you could just do it. You didn't have to worry about winning, losing, and all that.
It's just, yeah, like I get it from the outside. You're like, how could it be fun to be 15 and 50? But, you know, there's context there. It's not black and white. He was referring to the fact that there was an intense migraine headache every day. That final year going for a championship, a lot of pressure. There was plenty of tension. He's the second guy now to refer to a bunch of stuff that we still don't know. You guys may remember David West,
right.
Said the exact same thing. He's like, we made it through this year.
Well, he said it before after the second championship.
That's true. He said there's stuff going on in here that you guys don't even know about, and Steve referred to that again yesterday, so that sort of piques my interest about, you know, like, there's all the tension we know about, and then there's the tension we don't know about. So who knows what they made it through and why it was difficult to go to work that you know, on a daily basis back then. But again, all I know is when you listen to the comments, if you actually go into the pod and listen, Steve clearly went out of his way to not use Kevin's name.
Right.
He made it very generic.
And I mean, so he used his name in somewhat, you know, in the context of that season, but you're right, in that direct quote. I mean, it's just unavoidable. If you were going to talk about that year, it was no way you could not bring up Durant. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I mean,
he went out of his way on that specific, like, when he's saying, why was it difficult that year? He went through a bunch of stuff, and he never named Kevin Durant. And then for him to go home that night and have someone be like, wow, this is, you know, sort of insinuated as Kevin Durant. Look, does it end up being an overreaction? I mean, I think so, simply from the fact that, again, it's not like what Drew sent out was with malice. It wasn't meant with any harm. It wasn't a pop
and
shot.
And he mentioned the dude's name.
So, yeah, I know, just think he put it through his filter. The same way you and I and Rob, the same way the three of us are right now, we put it through a filter that includes Durant. And so did Schiller. And Steve's looking at it going, damn it, I went out of my way to not have that happen. And now Kevin's tweeting about it. And they probably got to call Kevin and try to smooth things over for the 47th time, you know?
All right, that's our man Mark Willard, KMBR radio host. We'll get you on again to talk about the Niners. When's Jimmy Garoppolo winning that Super Bowl, Mark?
It's
a guarantee you made. All right, I'm just saying.
We still got three more tries.
Is he going to be with him three more years?
What's that?
He's going to be with him three more years?
Well, maybe not, but maybe if he wins one with the Patriots, it counts too, Rob.
Is that right? Oh, my God. Stop it.
That's all our right, buddy, Mark Willard.
That would stop your presses forever.
I was hoping he went to the Patriots. I think
it'll be all good. Yes, that would have been fun. All right, man.
Mark,
always great
stuff, man.
Great to hear from you.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, my man. Peace. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it's gone from bad to worse for one Deshaun Watson. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel? It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save a bundle on your car insurance. All right, Rob, Deshaun Watson, it started with what? One, then two. Then
not four, two, not three, not four, right? I know.
Then nine, then 13. Now it's up to 16 women accusing him of either sexual harassment or assault. Now, his lawyer, Rusty Harden, did come out today and deny it. He released a statement denying it strongly and actually condemned sexual assault and harassment.
Well, I like that part in Rusty's statement, Chris.
Yep.
Because you just can't, like, don't make light of it. Like, a lot of people like to just discount it.
Right.
And I'm not saying that the women are correct or telling the truth, Chris, or Deshaun Watson's lying. But just what he said in that press release was right on point, spot on.
Right.
That these are real. For women to put their names on lawsuits. Do you know what I mean? Like, this.
Yep.
Don't take that for granted, that somebody's putting their name to a lawsuit.
No, you're right. And it makes the statement he released makes you feel like, you know what? Okay. It balances things out a little bit.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Again, we have no idea. You still got 16-1. Okay. Their word against his word, at least at this point. But the way they released that statement, I mean, all I can gather, Rob, is that Deshaun is vehemently denying this to Rusty Hart. You know, like he is telling, look, I am not guilty. I did not do this. I don't know if he's, you know, trying to say it's consensual or what. But the key, a big key, Rob, is going to be whatever text messages come out.
Absolutely. I think that because that kind of gives you where the, you know, like if this was, you know, happy ending for money, Chris, or whatever, and then they say, like, oh, no, he did this or whatever. If there's a text there or two or three that where he's apologizing for what happened or makes, you know what I mean? Like something happened that they didn't want to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Or that's the opposite, where one of the women is like, you know, cool with what happened.
Right.
You know, like because they Harden came out and
either
said,
way.
That one of the women, one of the plaintiffs, is tried to blackmail Deshaun earlier in January, that she wanted $30,000 in exchange for her silence about what happened. And what that according to Harden, that she said it was consensual, but I'm going to go public with it unless you give me $30,000. Now, again, hopefully this all comes out and the truth comes out. When we get to trial or whatever is going to end up happening. But 16 women, man, that's a lot. And it seems like there's probably more coming because I know he said it could be up as many as 22.
But you brought it up before with Bill Cosby. You know, it started out with one, Chris, and it wound up being 50. You,
60.
Am I right? Was it 60, the actual number?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. I just don't. This is just, it just doesn't look right. It's a bad look.
It is a bad look. There's no doubt about it. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are never a bad look or a bad listen. So that means keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio for the next 2 hours. You won't be disappointed. Trust.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.